An enemy of the state calls Iran's revolution ironic. China's changing face shapes a ministry response, and a one-day seminar provides bridges to reach Muslims with the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iranian authorities clashed with opposition supporters yesterday as thousands rallied in Tehran to mark the 31st anniversary of the founding of the Islamic Republic. Tear gas and arrests were reported by the press. Evangelist Sammy Tippett broadcast television programming into Iran via satellite. He says what's happening is ironic.
There was a revolution that took place that brought the people back to Islam and made this an Islamic Republic. As a result of that, the people have now seen Islam for what it is, and they are rejecting it.
He says Iranians are looking for freedom. Thousands are finding it in Christ. Tippett, considered an enemy of the state, says that's why they're redoubling their efforts on leadership training. In the meantime, pray for believers there.
The government has used the Christians as a sort of a whipping boy to come and say, okay, we've got to take this out on someone. So they've really cracked down on the Christians.
You can support Tippett's work by calling our resource line. Meanwhile, the opening ceremonies for the 2010 Winter Olympics start today. This not only means the beginning of intense competition among the world's best athletes, but also a chance to share Christ. Tim Picture is there with Athletes in Action, a sister ministry of the Jesus Film Project.
Just features six different athletes talking about their rise to making it to the Olympics and the struggles that they went through, as well as the triumphs. And then, of course, the DVD has the Jesus film on it, and it's translated into 20 to 30 different languages.
This year, they're using the Struggle and Triumphs DVD, providing the gospel to those who might otherwise never hear of Jesus.
Whenever you bring in athletes from around the globe, great opportunities to get connections with people from closed countries, from open countries, and people that need to hear the gospel, and so we just really try to take advantage of that.
Ultimately, Picture hopes the staff will be courageous.
As God opens doors, we want to be bold and take advantage of those open doors.
You're listening to Mission Network News. China's emergence into the global marketplace has brought with it a new sophistication. China Partners' Eric Berkland says people are migrating to the urban centers. That's both good and bad for the church.
This is now bringing with them the secularization and the concern for materialism. So this is putting pressure on local pastors.
The growth of the church in China is outpacing its resources, especially in the rural areas.
The majority of the church leaders never have a chance to go to a seminary or Bible school. They're starting and birthing new churches and are desperate and hungry for good training materials, for books and for seminars that will equip them and help them.
Because many are responding to the gospel, Berkland says discipleship training is a priority.
We get invited on a regular basis by these Christian leaders to conduct short-term training seminars. And so, once again, we are preparing to go again in May.
And the Crescent Project has recognized a disconnect with Christians trying to reach Muslims. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri.
The church in America today lacks a biblical understanding of Islam and tools how to witness to Muslims and communicate with Muslims without offending them.
So they're holding a Bridges one-day conference in Louisville, Kentucky.
It is a one-day training on what is Islam and how to build bridges with Muslims.
And to remind Christians,
our role is to show them the love of Jesus, to be an ambassador for Christ, to focus on Jesus as the Savior, and present them the best thing we have.
These conferences have already trained 12,500 people, and the response among Muslims has been seen daily.
Really, God is on the move. And every day we see Muslims take Bibles, become followers of Jesus, be baptized. So it's exciting to see that God is working.
The conference is March 6th. Register today. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Sammy Tippett's revised book, The Prayer Factor, to help you learn the great truths about prayer, a factor that will revolutionize your life, your church, and society. To get your copy, which includes a study book, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.